Peace to you. She was there. Oh, there were people everywhere, everywhere. I don't remember ever seeing a crowd quite like that day. We'd all heard that that healer, that magic man from across the way had come, and somebody said that he was just on the other side of the lake, and then when he was over there, he had done something that caused a bunch of pigs to go into the lake, into the water, and they all drowned, all those pigs. Man, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Anyway, he showed up over here, and a big group knew who he was. I heard the crowd and went out to see what was going on. I mean, there were so many people. It was shoulder to shoulder. I mean, you couldn't get around anywhere, and it was hot, sticky. I stayed back at the edge. And that's when I saw her. She was there for sure. The lady from down south, across the border, out on the desert road. I'd seen her before, filthy gal, just filthy. She'd lived out there on her own, and some people would pass by and give her scraps of food or throw her some worn-out clothes to wear. I never got too close. Just seen her from a distance. Word was that she had some kind of a disease, and you didn't want to catch something, whatever it was she had, so you wanted to keep your distance. Could be contagious. If you touch a woman like that, or if she touches you, man, then you'd have to go live out at the edge of the desert. But she was there. I saw her. And she was breaking the law. She'd crossed the border and was pushing through the crowd. This woman, with her disease, with her filth, was touching all of the people that she passed by. It's not her place. This is not her home, and I saw her infecting everyone that she touched as she made her way. Now, I was on the other side of the crowd, not too far away from her. I couldn't believe this. This illegal woman pushing her way, infecting everyone. I started to shove my way from the other side of the crowd. I was determined to stop her. Legal is legal, and I was going to get her the heck out of there. She wasn't welcome. Then she stopped. The magic man, Jesus, stopped. Everything stopped. Jesus looked around like he was looking for somebody in particular. I stopped. Jesus said, "Who touched my robe?" The guys who were with him whispered something to him. And then I saw the woman fall to the ground. I could hear her still. I was that close, but I couldn't see her. I heard her say, "I touched it. I touched your robe." She was there. And she told us why. She said she'd lived out past the border, right at the edge, because she kept bleeding for years and years and years. She kept bleeding. She spent all kinds of money to try to get healed, but for 12 years, it didn't work. And there she was, at the edge of fear, at the edge of starvation, just beyond us, just within our sight, but never within our touch. And she said, by just touching this Jesus man's robe, just touching his clothes, she was healed. The bleeding stopped. She said she felt it right then. And she cried with relief when she told us this, that she was healed. She stood up and she looked at all of us in the crowd. And she looked at me. It was then that I heard the words that I will not forget. This Jesus looked right at her, and he said, "Daughter, daughter," not woman, not filth, not illegal, "daughter, daughter," he said, "you are well because you dared to believe. Go in peace. Stay well. Daughter." I knew as I heard those words that even if this woman wasn't healed, that this Jesus would still look at her and call her daughter. "Daughter, welcome to the family. Daughter, I love you. Daughter, I embrace you." At that moment, my heart cracked. Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus?